This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Time to chat about whatever is on your mind this morning. Blue laws are on my mind. Blue laws. I want to talk a little bit about the debate in the Senate yesterday that has undone something that was passed over in the House, and I get your take on it. I think I have the fuddy-duddy position on this, but I'm proud of it. I'm okay with it. And if you want to punch holes in what I have to say about it, bring it on, okay? That's A-okay. We're going to talk with the folks from the AARP and also a patient making the case for a change in our laws related to the CARE Act coming up on the program. And Chris Berg from 630 Point of View will be here as well today on the program. You watch him now at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox and 6:30 on KX4. Telephone number is 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Before I do anything, it's our Wednesday Wheel Special. And every week I think it can't possibly get any better, right? Well, now we have an Acadia. For some reason, we always pick cars that Todd has driven before. And so he can... You know, he can say, oh, I love my Acadia. Oh, I love my...
I haven't owned an Acadia, but I've done a video test drive of it, did a little video presentation of one, and yeah, I do love it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd drive another one. I'd buy one in a heartbeat.
So, here's the scoop that I want to clue you in on. And as I say, these Wednesday Wheel deals come from Bucklich in Valley City. They very often are one owner, you know, local trades, low mileage, and they just never disappoint. And here's the latest example, okay? So this is a 2012 GMC Acadia, white diamond color, all-wheel drive, loaded up with the amenities, about 32,000 miles on this one. And it is sale price today only, just for this audience, $23,000. $1,000 off the regular price. You see what I'm saying? You know where I'm coming from, Todd?
I know where you're coming from.
You read my mail on this deal? It's a dandy. Yeah.
I would never read your mail without permission.
love that deal. It really is. And I will tweet out a copy of this, but you can go to PucklichValleyCity.com and see it. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. And, of course, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck location. Bismarck as well, but you can call them if you prefer, 701-404-7024. Say, hey, I want that Scott special on that 2012 Acadia. Can't even believe I have like 110,000 miles on my 2012. This one is, 32,000. Great price. Just can't beat a deal like that. So, wanted you to know what the Wednesday Wheel special is all about here. On what's on your mind. So, what do you think of the blue laws in North Dakota? I think what the Senate did yesterday, which was to say, leave it alone. Leave it as it is. So the House passed a bill to repeal the blue laws. And the Senate yesterday said, no, we don't like that. We want you to leave it just exactly the way it is. Okay? And this law basically says it's a Class B misdemeanor to operate a business that's open to the public before noon on Sunday. That's the law. There's exceptions for restaurants, hotels, hospitals, and other businesses. But the idea was, you know, the essential stuff doesn't need to open until noon. And it failed. The repeal of most of that law failed in the Senate 22-25 yesterday. Proponents of the legislation... I'll read from some of the Bismarck Tribune article here by John Hageman from Foreign News Service and what they had to say and see who you agree with who you find yourself agreeing with. Greater North Dakota Chamber said it was a matter of giving business owners the right to choose when to open their doors. And, you know, the free market conservative in me agrees with that. Look, if I own a business and I don't want to open it at all on Sunday or, you know, till noon on Sunday, I'll decide that. But do we need a law? So, I get that. That's one argument. And I do wrestle with that. Opponents argued workers needed the time to spend time with families. You know, sort of mandates workers have more of an opportunity to be with families. And others standing also against the repeal on religious grounds. We need that day to rejuvenate our mind, our spirit, and our body. I look at this bill as being nothing more than just selfish consumerism. Dick Dever, as a Republican from Bismarck, argued the value of Sunday morning is not in the profits that roll through the cash registers, but rather in the time spent with family and away from the hustle and bustle. Jessica Unruh, Republican from Beulah, pointed to the 39 exceptions to the Sunday sales prohibition and now arguing, hey, level playing field, what we need for business. People can choose how to practice their religion. The bill isn't about religious freedom, it's about freedom. It allows all businesses to make the decision whether or not to offer their services Sunday morning, not just a select few. You know, interesting argument there as well. The repeal, which was introduced by Pam Anderson, a Democrat from Fargo, was voted down in the House in late January before being reconsidered and passed by one vote a day later because some folks said, I got a different view about this. The bill the Senate considered would have left in place a section of the law preventing a retailer from being required to open on Sunday as part of a lease agreement. Minnesota now has a new law allowing liquor stores to open on Sunday. That had been debated for a long time there. North Dakota was the last state to allow Sunday shopping in 1991. And lawmakers last session authorized restaurants to start selling alcohol at 11 a.m. instead of noon. So that's the lay of the land. What side are you on this? Tell me, 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am glad the Senate did what they did in stopping the House repeal for the following reason. It's a little piece of North Dakota we can preserve. Yes, has the train left that station in many places, even in our own state, with other things? Yes, absolutely. It has. There's no doubt about it. But this idea that, oh, come on, you know, get on with it. You're a bunch of fuddy-duddies, old fogies. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Really? Couldn't you say that about pretty much everything in our history? If a handful of workers have the opportunity to not work on Sunday, spend some time with family, go to church, wouldn't that be a better thing? It's kind of where I'm at with it. You tell me if I'm right or wrong at 800-228-0550. We need a day that is sacred in our lives, says one texter. We do. And this makes it a little easier for that to happen. You can still make that happen, and it still happens with a lot of people in a lot of other places that have, you know, no restrictions on Sunday opening. I get that. That's a matter of the will, but this makes it a little easier. I just think it's kind of something special that we can keep in North Dakota. I like that. Another texter, Hobby Lobby elects to be closed on Sunday. They do, and I applaud it, because their bottom line, their balance sheet would be bigger. Hobby Lobby could make the argument that, you know, they have on average X amount of sales in a given day, and if they have 6 days in their revenue-generating schedule versus seven, they're going to have less money at the end of the year. So what? It's okay. They've managed to build a business doing that, still employing people and put them to work. Good for Hobby Lobby. Right? I think that's just fine. Your text, welcome at 226-8503-367-2054. Chad and Dickinson, let's get you in with your take on this. Tell me.
Hello?
Hi, Chad. What's on your mind?
It's Tim.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tim. What's on your mind?
Sunday opening. How much tax dollars is state of North Dakota losing not being open Sunday morning?
I don't know. Is that a reason to change the law?
Sure. We're in a deficit, aren't we? I think Sunday there'd be a lot. There's lots of shoppers in North Dakota. I think we're losing a lot of tax dollars.
Now, mind you, we're not talking about closing on Sunday. We're talking about they don't open till noon.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. Opening till noon. How many people will go and shop in the morning? I would prefer to open on Sunday because I do. I work on a farm or live on a farm. I can't make it in certain days. Sundays, I could make it in easier. But I can't wait till noon on some things because I need medicine.
Well, you're making two arguments. One, more taxes would be generated if they're open longer, and it'd be more convenient for, in your case, your schedule. Solid arguments. I get that. They don't override to me keeping something special in North Dakota, but I hear you. Appreciate the call.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
State Capitol in Bismarck today. This is What's on Your Mind. Questions welcome on the program. Comments welcome, I meant to say, or questions or anything else, 800-228-0550, bottom of the hour. We're going to be chatting with the folks from AARP and also a caregiver recipient, a patient, Mike Warner, will join us. He is on a bus with about 25 other folks that are coming out to talk with the House of Representatives about the family caregiver bill that we've been talking about, one of our legislature today focus topics and bills, so we'll look forward to that. Tomorrow on the program, the president of KK Bold will be here to talk about the Prairie Nights Casino. You've had a lot of questions related to the casino, the impacts from the pipeline protest, the connection between the two. So we'll deal with that. Len Helms Friday on the program from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We're going to walk through that latest January's director's cut, talk about some legislative issues as well. Len always likes taking your questions, so lots of time to chat on the program with some folks coming up here in the coming days on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And if you want to tell me how crazy I am, that's okay. I'm bring it on. But I believe the blue laws that we have in North Dakota, they're part of what makes North Dakota special. And I also completely understand there's another way. But that other way is everywhere else, and it's overtaking the world and everything you do. You know, I want the convenience of this, and I want this. I think it's kind of cool. One of the gentlemen that voted on that law yesterday, Senator Tom Campbell, represents District 19 from Grafton, a good friend of the program, with me last night at the First Choice Clinic dinner, which was wonderful. Popping by our studio here to say hi. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Going great.
So what was? Give me your take on this repeal of the blue law.
Well, it's interesting. I thought, to be honest with you, you know, because I voted for or actually against it to keep the law where we're at right now and to keep the retail stores shut down.
You wanted the blue laws to remain.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's how the Senate voted in majority yesterday.
Yes. And I thought it wouldn't. I knew it was going to be close, but it was interesting. Some good floor speeches. And, you know, Steve Shields, there was a letter put on every one of our desks and that he sent to a few of us. And I think that had a lot of impact.
Steve Shields is, of course, the namesake of Shields, the famous Shields, whose grandfather started Shields. What did he say in the letter?
The letter was stating that you would think right away that he would want the blue laws to be expanded or to open up all day long. And he wasn't. He was against it. He said, keep it the way it is because his Moorhead store doesn't do hardly any sales from before. I think they open up at 10 o'clock till noon. And he says that he was supporting it for his employees to give him a break and a rest and so forth. So that opened my eyes up because you would think it would have been just the opposite. Plus the fact that, you know, in my district, 10 to 1 constituents wanted to keep respect for Sunday. And I only heard from probably just less than a handful of people that wanted to support it. So I always listened to my constituents. So that was another reason it was a kind of a no-brainer to me. But Steve Shields really put the cap on it. You know, big retail business in many states was open, wanted to not open shopping up on Sunday morning.
More important than to me is the fact that your constituents 10 to 1 say, leave it. I like it like it is. And that goes to my argument. There's a little something special about North Dakota in this.
Mm-hmm.
There really is. And, you know, you could make a lot of arguments that times have changed and you can buy online and people work anyway or whatever. But, you know, all of which I'd probably agree with, you know, that people really... You're not going to force anybody into church on Sunday. You're not going to get anybody to do something as a family on Sunday or, you know, revere that day a little bit. That's going to be a personal family decision. But this makes it a little easier if they choose to do it. So I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I did get, like I said, a handful of emails, people commenting that they were disappointed the way I voted, and they had different reasonings of...
Get with the times or what?
No, not so much that, but they had reasons why they couldn't get there working, and it was their only time that they could get to a store, which I guess I listened, but it was like, wow, you know, is an extra 2 hours on a Sunday morning going to make the difference? And so to some of them it was, and I got to respect that, too.
Let's see a few more of these folks. Thanks, Scott and Tom are on here. Don, on the road, you're next.
Hey there, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of on both sides of the fence about this blue law because, you know, do we really need a law for this? Can't we let the business owners make their own decision if they want to be open? Great. You want to be closed? Great. Like Hobby Lobby. Perfect. Be closed. But, you know, like these mom-pa stores, do we really need a law to have these guys abide by it if they want to be open? Be open. I guess it's so hard for me to have a law saying that, nope, you cannot be open.
I agree. I mean, it's unusual. We got to be, I don't know, are we one of a kind? Are there others like this in the country that have the same law?
My conservative pro-business values on free enterprise would agree with you, sir. I agree with that. But yet then, by what you just said, that means that you're opening it up then. That means that you'd be for it.
That's an arms race, and it gets everybody's got to do it then, because the law's changed, and as much as we'd like to say we'll close like Hobby Lobby does, or stay at noon.
Well, you know, what happens to this free enterprise, you know, and okay, you can pretty much run your business the way you want, but then you start having laws that, oh, you can't open here, you can't do this, you know, and then they start.
Those are all good arguments. I would only say
this
is kind of special about North Dakota. That's why I'm glad it's staying.
It's a little slice of
Norman Rockwell that we can keep.
We had the Cracker Barrel stores. The restaurants on Sunday morning, you know, you have to walk through the retail store. And they have to have that closed
to go to the
breakfast on a Sunday morning. So it's like, I could kind of see that. And then Al Carlson commented about 3 weeks ago. He said, hey, if you have a problem with it, he looked at everybody and says, don't shop Sunday morning.
No kidding. Appreciate the call, Don. Thank you. Larry Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to come in on the Sunday opening laws as well. I was in the retail business when the blue laws were changed back in the 80s. And there's a significant misconception among the general public. Businesses don't gain sales for the most part because they're open more hours. They're just spreading it out over more hours, and that certainly was our experience. The gain in sales was immeasurable, but the increase in payroll expense was certainly measurable. And the taxes, you're not going to collect more sales tax. You know, people have X amount of dollars they can spend, and they're going to spend it when the store's open, plain and simple. So give them Sunday mornings off.
Interesting point, Larry. Thank you. Ron and Butte, I'll give you the last 30 seconds here. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Scott. I got a suggestion for the lawmakers regarding guns in schools. Why don't they just pass the law? Leave it up to the school boards to decide, and then print up a zillion stickers. You know, you can't walk into a public place without no smoking signs. Print up stickers to put on every doorway in school, in every school in North Dakota. This is not a gun-free zone. Then any perp won't, he'll think twice before, is it or isn't it?
What do you think of that,
Senator? Good point. Yeah, it's gun law week here for yesterday, I think, the judiciary. We're going to be hearing some of those this week, so that's a wild one.
A lot going on in Bismarck, folks. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate that call. And, Senator, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks for stopping by. Check in between the committee hearings. Busy time in the state legislature. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. It's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll be talking soon about the energy of North Dakota and some fascinating new research that's out there. I'd love to get Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council on to talk a little bit about that in the coming days. I see that Ron is speaking at an event I'd hope to be at that I'm not going to get a chance to be at, but no doubt will be a dandy. The North Dakota Law Review is doing an energy law symposium tomorrow at Bismarck State College. And Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council President, will speak on that panel, along with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council and Jonathan Sickler from AE2S and Randy Chrisman from the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, to talk about the future of the energy industry. And a number of speakers throughout the day discussing legal and regulatory issues that impact energy development. They are cranking up at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Starting over at, again, National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College. So that will be interesting. A lot of comments I didn't get to on the topic from last hour, but I'll give you two. One, Texas, Sunday morning closing is part of North Dakota's branding. It makes a statement of who we are, a statement of our values. It actually attracts higher quality people. This is what we want for neighbors. I love, 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 love that comment, because it said much more succinctly than I ever could what I was feeling about this issue. It really was. I have to tell you, when the change passed in the House, I thought, I understand, right? I understand, and it's sort of like one of those issues where nobody dares to touch it, but everybody thinks, come on, the time is there to change it. And some people in the House got gutsy and changed it. As you heard Senator Campbell say, likely thought it was going to go, you know, their way this time. And that didn't happen. And then you say, wow, pretty amazing. And I think that's why. I was wrestling back and forth. I'm not saying this was an easy one, but to me, the North Dakota being special and different thing is what really did it for me. I differ from Scott, said someone on the other end of the spectrum. His feelings should not interpret the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness from others. He says a person gets the right to not work, but on the other hand, it takes away from the right to work for others. All right. Appreciate all opinions. Sorry we didn't have more time to get to all of them, and glad you called. Glad you texted. Glad you shared a few opinions on the program today. Really am. All right. Next up on the program, North Dakota's legislative session continues. There are so many issues to cover, and we've had the good fortune of picking a few that we are keeping an eye on with the help of some folks, including the AARP of North Dakota. Their Associate State Director for Advocacy, Mike Shosey, is back with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having us on again.
You bet. Mike Warner. Is Mike with us as well? Mike,
yes,
joining
he is.
Us too? Okay, so Mike's wife, Marilyn, was on with us last week talking about the instructions that she got after Mike had some surgery. How you doing, by the way, Mike? You feeling okay and everything okay?
I'm doing wonderful. We just drove in from Fargo this morning on a bus with 26 AARP members that are concerned about the upcoming legislation and just came out of a Senate session on a hearing on the Human Service Committee on this issue.
So here's what I think is interesting. You know, other people have had issues that impact them and affect them that they'd like to see change come about as a result of. And in a moment, we'll again recap what Senate Bill 2215 would do in improving that communication from, you know, healthcare worker to family members and making sure this is, you know, clear lines of communication. But not all of them get on a bus and come to Bismarck. So tell me why you felt strongly enough to, you know, come to Bismarck and to talk directly with lawmakers about your situation.
This is Scott, right?
Scott, it is, yeah.
It's mostly a personal experience. A lot of the people that were on the bus trip are from a variety of professions, but most of them feel passionate about the fact that we need to deal with the CARE Act, and the CARE Act basically is fairly simple. It's basically dealing with admission and discharge policies at a hospital. And we're basically saying when we check into a hospital, would the hospital please ask if we want to appoint a family caregiver, because everybody doesn't have a companion or person that takes care of them. In my case, I have a wife and we take care of each other. We've both been through 3 or 4 surgeries in the last couple of years, and we are both able to take care of each other and serve in that role. And then the other thing is that basically, if the person doesn't want to have a caregiver, you just say, no, I don't care to have a caregiver. But basically, when we check out of the hospital has a responsibility to get a hold of a caregiver and basically take the caregiver through the process of explaining what ought to be done when you get home. And in my case, I think of my shoulder replacement surgery where basically, I hadn't slept all night. I had surgery the prior day. I'm on drugs and that kind of thing. I was in no condition to listen to instructions or anything that the hospital had to say. So it was essential that my wife follow up on, be there and to represent me and that kind of thing. And I'm thinking why recently, I had a colleague at Naval State that had knee surgery, who was single and I basically served in a caregiver capacity for her. But a lot of these things, are not covered in existing law, and that's why, 30 some states now have enacted a law like this. It's really simple, and I need to point out to you, Scott, too, that I do not have any access to going with hospitals or clinics. I love my doctors, love where I go, been on a hospital board and that kind of thing. And so it's just a void that I think still needs to be filled. And I don't know whether I'm responding and giving you background in terms of what you want to hear.
No, I'm just curious why, and you explained it well, because not everybody does what you've done there and hopped on a bus, and you're not alone. There's other folks that'll talk today with lawmakers. So, Mike, these people that have hopped on the bus and come to Bismarck, what's the plan today? What kind of interaction will they have on Senate Bill 2215 with legislators?
As we speak right now, Scott, they're in the hearing room. All of the people are. In fact, even our bus driver, who is an ARP member, and who got interest in what we're doing. So they're in there, and they will make contact with legislators, in this case primarily from the Fargo area, because that's where we're driving from. And so it'll be an active day where we hearing and testify and then make contacts with whatever legislators might be on that committee and other legislators that are available on the Senate side and House side also.
Senate Bill 2215 does what? Mike, explain again for our listeners what this change would mean.
God, this is Mike Shosi now. Again, Mike kind of went over it, so I'll go over it really quickly. Number one, it asks patients if they want to appoint a family caregiver. Two, it asks hospitals to make sure that family caregiver gets recorded in official documents at the hospital so they know who to call and who to contact when it's time. Three, notify the family caregiver when the patient is ready to be discharged from the hospital so they're not going home alone. They have somebody there with them who can listen and make sure things are going well and they can safely get home. And then finally, and this is the one that we get most fired up about, is showing the family caregiver how to provide those medical tasks that they're going to be asked to do when they get home. You know, we did a survey not too long ago. It was in December. And we asked caregivers what kind of work they were doing, and 60% of them said they were managing medication. And another 64%, I think it is, that said that they're doing other nursing tasks. And so when we think of caregivers, a lot of the times we think that it's, you know, bathing and going grocery shopping. And we're discovering the more and more we talk to people that they're doing more and more. And this is one of those things that just helps them succeed. And the other thing we're finding out that upwards of, depending upon the survey that you look at, 70, 80, 90% of the people prefer to stay at home when they have trouble with the basic tasks rather than going to the nursing homes. And this is just another one of those efforts to help them be able to do that.
And this seems like, for lack of a better term, a no-brainer. Just improve that communication and get going. Mike, we have two mics there. The other Mike Warner, do you want to say something?
Yeah, Scott, just a comment. I don't know whether we mentioned the fact that we're not saying that all hospitals aren't doing this, but our survey indicates that at one point a year ago, it was 50% of the people surveyed throughout our state, our survey indicated it wasn't happening. And most recently it was about a third, but that's important. I remember after your last show we were listening, and a person called in and said, well, you know, what you need to do is get more assertive. I was telling my wife that because she was on your show, and I said, you know, sometimes these people who call in don't realize, you know, you're dealing with a husband who's on drugs, tired, exhausted. You want to get out there, and when you're 75 years old, you don't, you know, you have a lot of respect for professionals and stuff like that. You don't usually sit there and do a five-hour interview.
Yeah, and you know, look, I don't disagree. That'd be a great feature, but you point out that that is a challenge. This is just to improve the communication. Pointed out, as you say, some do it well now, and you know, kind of a best practice deal to set up. So, seems to me to make some sense. When will this be voted on, Mike Shosi?
So. It's really funny that right now you talked about, like, with the last little thing you were talking about and how hot it is here and all the crazy things that are happening, and what an exciting time to be doing your radio show. I imagine you have just a number of people that want to talk about exciting things. So we have a couple of bills. One of our caregiver bills, 1038, we've talked about before, is actually on the floor of the Senate today. If it passes there, that one will go to the governor's desk. We have 2215 that was heard in committee earlier this week, should be on the floor later this week, maybe early next week. And then a bill that was amended that we hate now is what we're testifying in right now. And so we're running all over. We have
all right.
So it's
keep
great.
Us posted. Appreciate the work, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And just worried that they're going to vote again on the blue laws in the Senate, too. So a lot going on. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Getting word that the blue laws will be voted on again. That can happen the day after a vote if somebody, I think, on one side or the other says they want to have a vote again. So it was close, obviously, and so that vote could happen again. So we were talking about that discussion, and it looks like that might come back. So that will be interesting to see what happens there, and I hope it stays right where it's at. And I'm getting all kinds of snarky texts and emails, and, you know, that's fine. Here's one. So nice to know you're leaning towards socialism.
How's that socialism?
Whatever. Look, you can have your opinion. I can have mine without me being a socialist. I think, as I said on the air, I'm going to ask Chris Berg his thought on this. You know, this can go either way. You know, I mean, I get that. There's part of me that says, you know what? If you want to be closed, close. If you want to be open, open. On the other hand, you know, this is like a happy days law, right? This is like a throwback to when people actually sat around the table and had dinner together as a family. And churches were full. And I would argue that was a better time than we have today. We're going down a path that is not good. Okay? Now, I also recognize anybody can choose to do that, and, you know, that can swing one way or the other at any time. But I'm thinking it's kind of something special about North Dakota. Let's leave it just like it is. And when you got somebody like Steve Shields saying, hey, our store in Morehead opens early, it doesn't have much more revenue, so it's just, you know, it isn't like we're missing out on all this revenue. He likes the idea that his employees in North Dakota don't have to go to work until noon on Sunday. I kind of do, too. So, anyway,
I mean,
call me a socialist.
Yet?
Yes, you are, sir. I have to say one quick thing before you say what you need to say, and that is actually, I have no idea what I'm going to say, so you go ahead and say what you're going to say. Oh, I need to say this. I didn't get a chance to tell you that our last segment was brought to you in part by our friends at AARP. 62,000 North Dakotans are caring for older parents, spouses, adults, and children with disabilities or other loved ones, helping them live safely and independently in their home. They're family caregivers, that first line of defense against older North Dakotans being forced from their homes into costly taxpayer-funded nursing homes or back into the hospital. That is a labor of love, for sure, but it can also feel like an overwhelming, stressful responsibility. That is why AARP is fighting for a common-sense solution to make family caregivers' responsibilities a little bit easier. And we support this. We've been following this, and it's a fascinating discussion. Visit AARP.org/North Dakota or call 866-554-5383 to learn more about how AARP supports family caregivers. This, too, will make some people mad. Scott, you said something good about AARP. You're crazy. You can't be good. No, I can say good things about all kinds of people when they do good things. That's just how I do it. But anyway, now Chris Berg, who you can watch at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4 with Point of View. Tell me what you think is who's right in this blue law debate.
So I'm hearing your reasoning behind this, and since you brought up AARP and we're talking about healthcare, I got to ask you this: are you a proponent or a fan of Obamacare?
Of course not.
So then why are you a proponent of these Sunday blue laws? That's the government dictating to you that you have a mandate to go get health insurance. And that obviously, this is the government thing. I'm going to dictate you. Wait, let me finish. That you cannot be open for your business. I thought you and I were about beacons of freedom, beacons of liberty. And when I hear this, no one's going to force Steve Shields to open up his business. Let's take a couple of great examples. Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays. Is that somebody closing the door?
That was
right
now?
No,
that was
a very
clapping.
Loud clap from Todd. Yeah, it sounded like the roof was caving in, but Todd is clapping, which means he agrees with you. And that's why
Let me finish. Nobody's forcing Chick-fil-A to be open on Sunday or closed. Guess what? They made a freedom of choice to choose to be closed to honor what they want to do for their employees and their business. And last time I checked, Chick-fil-A is crushing it. Their quarterly reports are great. Their stock, I mean, everything is going great at Chick-fil-A. They've made that choice because they've had the freedom to do that. So I think, you know what, give people more freedom. Trust them that they're going to do the right thing. Nobody's going to force me to go out and shop if I don't want to. And let's be clear about the economy in this state right now. It has dramatically changed since the happy days. We now have got a bunch of oil people coming in this state that, you know what, they're working crazy shifts. The only time they may have to really go hit Walmart might be on a Sunday morning or something like that.
Oh, gosh, darn it anyway. They're probably going to leave. If they can't have, you know, from 10 a.m. until noon, they're not able to go to Walmart, they might just go to another state. Somebody just sent me a note. Oh, Sioux Falls, they crush it. People go to Sioux Falls instead of Fargo because of the Sunday. Fine.
Let's take the other side of the conversation. You just said Steve Shields put out a letter going, hey, this isn't a big deal. My business in Morehead doesn't do much revenue.
No, I know. What I most appreciate about what Steve Shields said is he cares about his employees enough to say it's okay for that law to continue.
Then shut down the Morehead shop, too. Nobody's forcing Chick-fil-A to open up on Sunday, so they chose to close it down.
That's the problem. See, that's not how it works. Once the law changes.
It's using the freedom of choice.
No, I understand, and I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with anything anybody really is saying on the other side. I'm not. because I understand that's a plausible argument that would work. And, I am a free market kind of guy. I want people to decide. On the other hand,
I want the government to dictate when you can open and close your business.
Well, it's good government and bad government, right? Government is also cops on the street protecting
us.
That's
what Bernie would say about Obamacare, too.
No, that's bad government. I can tell you what's good government and bad government. And bad government is Obamacare. Good government is law enforcement.
Let me say one thing.
In my mind, this is good because it says North Dakota is a little bit different about something very important.
Let me say one
more
thing.
More time for families on Sunday. And you have 10 seconds to finish.
I love Steve Shiel. I just got to put that out there.
You don't.
All right.
No, you don't either. You clearly don't. That's not possible since what you just said. Well, that's what you're saying about me. You love Obamacare, right? You love Obamacare. I just gave it back to you. Anyway, we didn't even get to Rachel Madcow, and we'll have to do that tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Yeah. What a career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday, March 10th, and meet MBI. Fill your cup. Learn more about this premier oil field services company. MBI Energy Services has openings for workover rig supervisors, operator, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and more. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Meet MBI at Super Pumper Belfield Friday, March 10th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.